Today is Tuesday, November 12th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National French Dip Day, as in French Dip Sandwich. It's National Chicken Soup for the Soul Day. And finally, it's National Pizza with the Works Except Anchovies Day. See? See how specific these are? Pizza with the Works Except Anchovies. I mean, who wants anchovy on a pizza? Blah. So we did some planning for, we're going to Denver this weekend. Actually, before I get into that, we'll just do contact. Hold that thought. We'll do contact now. So we got a message, and I'm assuming this is from Scotty Little Aussie Battler. And it says, was it me sending things to iMessage, or is this a regular SMS? Scotty. And actually, I'll just pull... So I have an iPad, but I do not use an iPhone. And I do use Mac computers as well. Sorry, I'm pulling something out of my backpack. 1 second, please. I'm just gonna look here and see, because I was getting weird messages to iMessage, and Mark said, and I'm like, how would I, or not weird, but I was getting messages from listeners in iMessage, and I was like, Mark, how am I getting messages from listeners in iMessage? And he said, because your email address is tied to your iMessage. And so if they message your email address, I think is what he was saying. I'm not a big iOS user, so now I can't even find iMessage. Where is iMessage? Let me see. iMessage. Is it just called messages? Oh, okay. Here we go. So, no, Scotty, none of these are from you. I have Brian Johns, and he says, I'm still out here lurking. You talk and I listen, and I think of a million things I would comment about, but then when I actually remember to send you something, I think, now what is it I was going to say? Maybe I should make notes or something. Nah, anyway, my hubby and I just finished watching both seasons of The Gilded Age, and we totally loved it. Have you finished it yet? Yes. I don't know how long ago this was sent. A long time ago. It was written by the same guy that did Downton Abbey, which we also enjoyed. I've never watched Downton Abbey. He says, I felt like there were lots of similarities in the characters. Maybe that's why I liked it so much. And then in October... He says, hey, it's Brian in Wichita. I enjoyed your eventually successful interaction with ChatGPT on Thursday's podcast. I thought I'd send a text and mention that if you're interested, you can change its voice to a male voice. Personally, I relate better to a masculine voice. It's in your account settings under voice mode. There are several great male voices you might enjoy. Cove is my favorite, but it's kind of freaky how lifelike and real he can sound. Good luck and have fun on your upcoming trip. My husband and I traveled to Rome and the Greek Isles on a princess cruise in June, and we had a great time. So, yeah, I don't think I've read that. So, thank you, Brian. By the way, Brian, and I should put your phone number in my thing, but if you can text 479-221-9393 or email, because I don't check iMessages, so that's why it's taken me so long. And then there was another one. Dan from Arizona in March says, your Geeky Gay Shop link to Amazon is missing. I use it for every order and I'm ready to place my 36th order this year. Let us know when it's working again, please. And then he messaged again and said, I just heard your episode where you explained why it was gone. Yeah, they're never going to reinstate me. I guess I was breaking the rules. Good thing I have a real job. Good thing I have an actual 9-to-5 to pay my bills, because apparently... Anyway, so no, Scotty, you were not sending me anything to iMessage, but just a reminder to everyone. email me using email or message, text message, 479-221-9393. That is a U.S. number, so plus one or something like that. And yeah, that's how you can communicate with me. I deleted Twitter or X or whatever you want to call it. I deleted that from my phone. I still do have an account, but I will not be looking at it. So tweeting me is not going to be a good response. I haven't checked Facebook in years. I'm never on Instagram. So you can email me using email, adamburns.uk@gmail.com, or you can text message me, 479-221-9393, or you can call and leave a voicemail at that same number. But anyway, thanks for texting, Scotty. Yeah, I and Brian in Wichita, and everyone who messaged me, Dan. I didn't know they were there. I didn't know the ones in iMessage were there. That's all I'm saying. Because I don't use iMessage. It's just not a thing that I use. All right. So what was I going to talk about? So first of all, over the weekend, we had a weekend, and I think I talked about most of it. But after I recorded yesterday, we played Pokemon. So We did go and eat at a Mexican restaurant. We've had a lot of Mexican the past week, but we went to a place called Chewy's, which I know Gary is familiar with because they had a Chewy's. I don't know if that's the original location, but there was a Chewy's in Dallas. And on certain days of the week, they would have a queso bar where they would have queso and guacamole and salsa and this ground Mexican spiced beef, and you could make your own kind of trash can queso. I just made that term up, but queso with like everything in it, because you can order it that way off of the menu. You can say, hey, I want queso, but I also want to add the ground beef, et cetera, et cetera. And they add, and it's so good. Nobody would ever think of this, but take queso. Add guacamole in the middle. Just put a pile of guacamole in the middle and add Mexican seasoned ground beef and pico. Whatever you want to add, just dump it all in the same bowl and then drag a chip through that. It is so good. It is so good. Anyway, they do that. They would do that on certain days where they would have that bar and you could go up, and I think it was free, or maybe you had to buy a drink, I'm not sure, but you could go up there and get dips and chip, and it was like a happy hour special sort of thing. But we went to Chewy's, and the service was really slow, and the guy was nice, but he was just really backed up. But I'm not going to complain. He apologized so many times, so at least he knew that he was being slow, and it was fine. The food was good. I had a steak and mushroom, two steak and mushroom enchiladas. It's with a fiery steak and mushroom enchiladas, so they were spicy. And it was kind of like a burrito. Two burritos, flour tortillas, steak, mushrooms, a cheese sauce of some nature, jalapenos, and then beans and rice. And we had the queso and chips for our appetizer. And so that's what we had. That's what I had. And then I had a peach sangria, a frozen peach sangria, but it had tequila instead of wine, but they call it a sangria. It was pretty good, actually. I didn't really taste the tequila too much, so that was fine. Because I'm not a huge fan of tequila, as we know. First time I threw up was when I was doing tequila shots. First time I threw up from drinking alcohol was from tequila shots, and so now the smell of tequila or the taste makes me a little vomitous. But it was good. And we were in Fayetteville for that restaurant, and so we went to Lake Fayetteville and we did a little walk next to the lake. There's a path next to Lake Fayetteville, and we played Pokemon there for about an hour and a half because it was community day. So we got as many shinies as we wanted, got back in the car, and drove home. And then I edited the gay mix, and we just had a normal evening at home. I read some more of my book that I'm reading on. Mark finished his other one, so now I have two books going at this point. But I'm really enjoying the forcing myself to read for an hour a day, or not a specific amount of time, but keeping the TV off until 7:30 or 8 o'clock has really freed up my time to read or take this React course or whatever. And just, so I'm enjoying it, actually, having the extra time to do other things other than just stare at a television screen. So I think it's working well. There you go. Life goals achieved. The other thing that I did while we were kind of sitting on the couch having a relaxing evening is we are going to Denver, and I'll talk more about this, but we're going to Denver this weekend because Mark needed to get his flight miles, or he wanted to keep his platinum status. So I think we're gonna go to this thing called Meow Wolf. It's an art exhibition that's really popular there. If any of you guys have heard of it, let me know if you enjoyed it or if you've been there. And we're going to go to a nice restaurant and stay in a nice hotel. And that's it. Just one night. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.